This is PA Rebellion, the official podcast of the America First Caucus of Pennsylvania.
The budget deadline was June 30th, and one can't help but notice June 30th, like, came and went. Where are we?
Well, we're probably in the same boat we were beforehand.
On June 29th.
You know, we still have, I think the original budget spent $5.5 billion over budget.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere along the way, we've negotiated. Democrats come back with their plan. They cut a billion off of it, maybe $1.2 billion. They come back at 4.5. I believe at some point we voted that through. Pretty much party line votes. But we cannot continue to vote for a budget that spends more money than we bring in. You know, I don't run my household that way. I don't think you two do. You can't spend more than it comes in. And I just think, too, in general, we have a society that they rely on government too much. They are okay with this spending.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not okay with it.
Right. Current budget proposal comes in. Representative Warner, where's it at? Governor Shapiro says that that we should be spending this much.
First, I just want to say I believe that this budget impasse is, it's basically manufactured at this point, right? So, I think the general public needs to understand this. Just a few weeks ago, the Appropriation Committee voted on last year's budget to become mm-hmm. this year's budget. So basically, level funding.
Right.
Well, hey, count me in on that, right?
Yep.
Not
unanimous.
Growing government.
Unanimous support.
Right.
Has unanimous support.
The first time around.
Yes.
But yes.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
The second time around. Passes that committee unanimously. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Run it on the floor.
Right.
Run it on the floor, right? But here's the thing. We all know that it passed unanimously, not because the other side agreed with that budget. It's because it's going to be amended into what Representative DeVanzo had mentioned, outrageous spending, which is going to mean more taxes for mm-hmm. hardworking citizens of this Commonwealth, which they're tired of. I mean, the current proposal from the government would raise taxes on a family $2,000. $2,000 a year between more taxes and inflation. The average person can't afford the budget that was proposed by the governor. And that's why I'm 100% in favor of flatlining and using last year's budget.
And I think, too, if you went to the average family of four and said, what does government, what does state government do for you? What would their answer be?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're going to say not fix our roads,
yeah,
right?
Because we don't.
You know?
Nothing. I mean, so to their point of frustration, I agree with it. You know, government, I'm okay with the hand-ups, right? I'm okay. There's people to get caught. You need that hand-ups. But this society, we're okay with the handouts. And it just, we're headed down a path here that if we would agree that it's $5.5 billion or $4.0 billion over, like, this is all handouts to folks that don't want to go to work.
Does that kind of, like, further set the hook, right? We're baiting folks into big government. Now we're just going to further set that hook.
But we're also at a point where once that hook's set, that hook doesn't – it never gets spit out.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need a bigger hook because you got more people.
Right.
Now you need a bigger hook because you got more and more people here. Like, well, I just think we're at that tipping point that, you know, I'm sure we've been there before, but it's just we're there to where it's –
The thing is, I couldn't agree more with Representative DeVanzo about almost everyone agrees help people mm-hmm. in need, right? Mm-hmm. We're good with the hand up, not the handout. The problem is that we've now created basically this society that's dependent
yep.
on government and
absolutely.
On welfare services. Okay, that's just generational now. One of the worst things that happened to this country was the quote-unquote Great Society. That program that was supposed to help poor people has done more to hurt poor people in this country mm-hmm. than anything. And you know, I always think about one of President Reagan's famous quotes is that, you know, the government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Is the problem.
Right? And we need to follow that more. There's too much. We look to government to solve everything. The American experiment revolves around the ideas that we get the government involved as least as possible. And I know we discussed this on other podcasts. We look at all these things that you that the people from all walks of the political spectrum agree should be funded by government, right? There are some things that people agree, like, okay, we say our first responders having decent roads, yet these are the things
right
that we see in the struggle. You know, the overwhelming majority of our budget is welfare.
Absolutely.
That is the 50% of the Commonwealth's budget is welfare services.
Right. And I think what's important, hand up versus hand out, as both you gentlemen have mentioned, you know, look, if you have a loved one that has autism, that or has a physical disability, and needs care, you are definitely tuned in to what's happening with the budget.
Oh, absolutely.
But the reality is overspending on those handouts pulls money away from those individuals that are truly in need.
We've been, how many times have we been in session since the budget deadline? Okay, if it was up to me, nobody leaves this building until the budget's done. Session every single week until that budget's done. Yep. I don't care if you got to sit here and twiddle your thumbs and stare at the ceiling. We're in session until the budget's done. So what are we doing this week?
Oh, yeah.
We ran some cockamamie resolution, and now we're going back after we do this podcast to vote on unconstitutional gun bills. We don't have a budget. You know, we're going to go run gun bills that don't have the smallest prayer in hell of ever being considered by the Senate. Right. They're done strictly for political reasons and are completely unconstitutional. Why? To give them cover to make it look like and pretend like they're doing something.
And it's all political optics, right? So why? Like why are we here gun bills today? And as you mentioned, unconstitutional. You know, once again, we're going to weaponize. We're not going to dive into the true issues of the gun violence, right? You guys were just talking about if you have someone in your family who's handicapped. What about mental health?
Okay.
You know, in a budget, so I have folks reach out, call the office, say, we need that. You guys got to go pass a budget. Period. You got to pass the budget. Okay, we'll pass that budget, but when your taxes get raised $2,000, $2,500 next year, you're going to come back to me and say, hey, why did you pass that budget? Well, you told me that we had to pass the budget because we needed help mental health. I'm not going to disagree with that. When you have folks that are transgender trying to push it on me, that they're normal. And I'm the one that's got to change. I'm the one that's got to go to my daughter and say, hey, listen, those folks are normal. No, those are broken individuals that need pray. They need prayer. They need help. And this is where the mental health part of it, you're right. There are areas that we need to take from the handouts. We need to get it, mental health. In other areas, you know, I have folks coming to the office that are in a wheelchair. They're disabled. Can't get help right now because of the budget, and they're working. Hey, what am I going to do? Who's going to take care of me? Mm-hmm. And you feel for them. They shouldn't be caught in a crosshairs.
No.
They're being held hostage here, and it isn't fair to them.
And the flatline bill that is teed up gets us out of that jam.
It gets money moving. It gets it out of the gate. Everybody can function. Now, that doesn't mean that we stop negotiating. It doesn't mean that that's the budget for the year, because there are areas that we have to spend money on.